Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, April 19th. South Bruce Peninsula Council will consider at its next meeting entering into a site plan agreement for the proposed four-story Lakeshore Inn at Sauble Beach. During its meeting this morning, Council received a report recommending the site plan agreement be addressed at a future meeting. Mayor Janice Jackson.
This hotel is going to add 21 new suites for available to tourists. So I think it's going to be a real bonus for us and needed accommodation, that's for sure.
Council heard today staff have been working with the developer over the past few months to solidify the site plan agreement. Staff are reportedly now satisfied with the drawings and reports sent in. Jackson says the development will be the first of its kind in the area. The bylaw will return to council at its next meeting on May 3rd. Meaford councillors have looked at three conceptual designs for an accessibility update to the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Centre. Built in 1977, it plays home to the Knights of Meaford, Georgian Shores Minor Hockey, and the Meaford Figure Skating Club. Its community hall hosts a variety of activities and events, but it has undersized dressing rooms, narrow corridors, and limited storage space. Some of its major infrastructure components are also nearing the end of their lifespan. The options presented to council were around the $11 and $12 million mark. Staff and council are both wary of spending up to $12 million to renovate without a thorough long-term plan. Director of Community Services Matt Smith says the report is for information, and it's not saying Meaford has to go ahead with the project. Deputy Mayor Shirley Keaveney.
This is good information for council to have as a foundation as we go forward and look at our facilities overall. And I agree, we'll need partnerships and grants and fundraising and everything that goes with it to make anything of this nature happen.
A renewed offensive by the Russian military in Ukraine's Donbass is underway. Russian forces are attacking along a front of more than 300 miles in the eastern region where Moscow-backed separatists have been fighting Ukrainian forces for the past 8 years. The U.S. Department of Defense says there are now 76 Russian battalion tactical groups in and around the Donbass. About 11 of those were added over the last number of days. Usually, there are around 700 to 900 soldiers in each Russian group. Almost a quarter of Canadians who took a recent survey say they've been infected with COVID-19. The poll was done by Leisure and the Association for Canadian Studies and asked how many people had been infected. Of the more than 1,500 people who were asked, 1 in 4 say they had been. The U.S. is ending its enforcement of mask wearing on domestic flights and on trains. A federal judge in Florida struck down a national mask mandate for U.S. flights and mass transit. Airlines, airports, and mass transit systems will now make their own decisions about whether or not people will be required to wear a mask. The Centers for Disease Control continues to recommend masks on transportation. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 140 points to 22,018. The Dow Jones is up 499 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.25 U.S. cents, down 5/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $102.60, down $5.61 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs will look to make it 4 straight wins tonight as they play at home against the Philadelphia Flyers. Game time is 7 o'clock. The Maple Leafs will be without star center Austin Matthews for a second straight game due to injury. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays open a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. In the NBA playoffs, Game 2s in the Atlanta, Miami, and Minnesota, Memphis, and New Orleans, Phoenix first-round matchups tonight. Tomorrow, the Toronto Raptors host the Philadelphia 76ers at Scotiabank Arena in a pivotal Game 3 after falling behind 2-0 in the series last night with a 112-97 loss. In local lacrosse, the Owen Sound Bug Juice Senior B North Stars are getting set for their first exhibition game of the spring. It's coming up on Saturday on the road against Clearview. And at the first round of the Stuttgart Open, Canadian Bianca Andreescu took to the court in her first match since October. The 21-year-old beat Germany's Julie Niemeyer this afternoon. There's always more online at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.